Arturo Gutierrez Plaza, welcome to Worldviews.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you have been such a prolific writer over your career, and much of your literary work has been in the form of poetry. You've been described, in fact, and your poetry has been described, it seems that you're motivated to discover everyday life, that you want to describe small scenes in life. Can you tell us how poetry allows you to do this, discover the small scenes of everyday life?
Well, in fact, I think that poetry is in everyday life, and I try to put in words the first experience that we have as a child when we were children. We discover the world, we discover the language, and I think the poetry is a way of maintain that kind of experience. And then sometimes we forget that the everyday life is a mine of new experiences. And also I think that the common language, the language of everyday life, is also kind of ground of exploration of new experiences every day. Sometimes we cannot see the wonderful of the life because we are seeing every day the same thing, but it's not the same thing. And also, the language is different in every way we can arrange words to construct a new link to reality, a new way to experience reality. You know? I think that poetry is mostly an answer to a question that we don't know before start writing. I mean, writing, we start to discover that question, the question that impulses the writing. But it's in the act of writing that we can discover that, not before that. And if you pay attention on reality, you can feel the same thing. You are discovering the mystery of reality in the everyday life in the same way that you can discover the mystery of the language and the reality in the same act of writing. Then I have tried to write a poetry that is constructed with everyday language, too, and about everyday life.
So you've brought some poems with you today. Can you give us an example of a poem that you've written about everyday life that, you know, it helps us understand and describe our lives in a, you know, these small scenes in many different cultures?
Yes, okay. Well, I can read one point about my American experience. I lived in Cincinnati many years ago, and then I wrote a poem about the experience of laundry a Sunday morning. Then this poem is called 414 Ludlow Avenue.
In the laundry rooms in those dark basements of the old apartment complexes of the Midwest, there, where the heavy air sweats in monotony, without the grace that adorns old things, lasting things. That's where the black cats hide unbeknownst to their owners. We, the tenants, give each other signs there. Without seeing each other, we leave behind anonymous reminders. There we discover our most intimate places. We take our clothes off. We abandon ourselves. We leave our clothes half-washed, halfway down the road, hung on some clothes hanger or forgotten unceremoniously on a table. That's how we live in this fine nut house. We pass by each other naked without ever taking notice.
Paseándonos desnudos sin darnos cuenta.
That is a really great poem. That definitely captures, I think, the essence of doing laundry, right? And the small scene of that in many different places around the world. Very, very great.
Thank you. Maybe in English is better.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Well, your larger work in terms of your scholarly work beyond the poetry that you've done, I mean, you've written so much, has been described as a way to focus on the construction of cities. So let's get to your work in Venezuela as a Venezuelan on the construction of cities and Venezuelan poetry through the transformation of rural areas into an international center of petroleum. This is very interesting. Can you tell us more about that focus and what we can learn by examining this transformation from those rural areas to international centers of petroleum? What do you mean by that?
Yes, the Venezuelan case is very interesting because at the first of the 20th century, Venezuela was mostly a rural country. More than 80% of population lived in rural areas in that times. At the end of 20th century, it was completely the opposite. More than 80% of population live today in urban areas. And that transformation was possible because of the petroleum. Venezuela was the most important exporter of oil in the world in the 60s and 60s. And it's still an oil country, petroleum country. Then the country changed rapidly, transformed from a rural country to an urban country. And also, I think the register of that transformation is in Venezuelan poetry. We can see in Venezuelan poetry how that transformation occurs. Also, I think it's important to understand that there is a kind of triangle, semantic triangle, between the poet, between the poetry, and between the society. And the relationship between these three points, the poet, the poetry, and the society, you can see along the history of the Venezuelan poetry how this relationship is changing too. The function of the poet in society, the function of the and the conceptions of the poem, of the poetry in the society, and the society itself. And in the same way, the language of the poetry is incorporating the urban imagination into the text, into the poem. And also the poet is part of the poem. The poem is a kind of mirror of the poet in a new society where the role of the poet is absolutely different. It's not in the center as in the end of the 19th century. Now the poet is in the margins. He's playing a different role in society, and you can see all the things in the poem itself.
Well, clearly, Venezuela has. I mean, I have to ask you. Venezuela has obviously been going through some difficult times lately. This transformation that you're referring to, that you can see in the poetry, continues to play a role in today's society. There's still a lot of transformation and shifting. What it seems, from an outside observer, to be, the Venezuelans are still experiencing a significant amount of transformation and transition. And so, as they've been dealing with some of these troubling times, the violent protests, the political instability, what do you think is motivating this? And how do literary people and writers like yourself have a role to play? How is it affecting your work and your ability to engage in the creative process? I mean, how are you relating now to this society that seems to be struggling mm-hmm. with where it's headed?
Well, in fact, this situation has been unique in the recent history of the country. The cultural scene in Venezuela has been affected in the same way that the whole country. The whole country is split, it's divided in two parts. And in the cultural area, we are living the same situation. And it's really, difficult because each part is segregated each other in many ways. But there are a kind of official culture and official literature that for writers and intellectuals and poets who are supporting this government are playing a different role that poets and writers and artists that are against this government. The dialogue has been broken too. For example, if you are against the government, if you are a writer, an intellectual, or an artist, and you are against the government, you don't have access to grants from the government. You don't have access to publishing houses from the government. You don't have access to, exhibitions and that kind of things. And this is very, very particular of these times. It's the first time in the life of the country that we are living in this way. And it's interesting because so many writers and intellectuals and artists that were leftist artists in the past. Now they are against this government. Sometimes we understand outside that Chavismo, the Chavist group, is left and the other group is right. And that is absolutely wrong. In Venezuela, it's not that easy, the process you have is more complex. I think most artists and writers were traditionally leftist people. The problem now is that what I mean is that the dialogue in the whole country, the whole cultural area in the country, is almost impossible. If a poet died in Venezuela and he's against the government, very likely that the Minister of Culture, he's not going to say anything about that. For example, I have this book. This is the major Venezuelan poet in the second part of the 20th century. He was published in the Oklahoma City publishing house. He passed away 5 years ago, and the government didn't make any mention about this. And that is very sad. But if you are a writer from the government party, the government is going to commemorate your works and your life.
Well, Arturo, I know this is a very challenging time in your home country, so we are paying attention to what happens there and wish you well. And thank you so much for sharing your work with us today and particularly your poetry. It's a great thing to have on our program. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.